Scott Harris yesterday, and good. Like, you shouldn't pay attention to prospect, right? The prospect rankings are for us. Okay, it's for 100%. the people that aren't going and watching. And I can't speak to you, but I don't go and watch every minor league game that's played.
I don't. I look at every box score, yep. But I don't watch.
You might.
Games.
Okay, it's not all doom and gloom. It's not all doom and gloom. They had three baseball insiders on The Athletic rank the trade and grade the trade. The big trade, the Flaherty for Theron Larrazano and Trace Sweeney. And there are three guys that were doing it in real time yesterday. Tyler Britton gave the Tigers an A-. Tyler Kepner gave the Tigers an A-. And Chad Jennings gave the Tigers an A-. And they wrote some glowing things about Larrazano. MLB Trade Tracker, I think is the name of the Twitter site that runs simulations and all this stuff, said that they would have rejected the trade with their formula because it was an overpay by the Dodgers. They thought the Dodgers gave up too much for Flaherty. And the MLB Pipeline ranked the prospects dealt at the trade deadline. So these are all the teams that sold what they got back. Mm-hmm. So that they got prospects. The Tigers got the fourth best prospect that was moved yesterday. So it wasn't like they got nothing. They got something of substance. Now,
I don't know if there were any top 100 prospects dealt yesterday or over the trade deadline from MLB Pipeline.
Maybe not from MLB Pipeline. Larrazano was actually had moved up into somebody's top 100. I know that. So, he might not have been on MLB Pipeline, but I think I have to go back and look. He was in some people's top 100. I mean, that feels like that. If you want to feel better about it, feel better about that. The problem is Connor Norby was the best player moved yesterday, according to this. Jake Bloss. Yes. And that's a player that the Tigers had, there have been links between the Tigers and them, but it was mostly in Scooble talks. Jake Bloss, the pitcher that went from Houston to Toronto, was the number three player moved. Theron Larrazano was the fourth best player moved. So
Larrazano.
Yeah, I'm going to struggle with this one. I'm working on it, okay? I'm still working on it. Larrazano. Anyway.
No, it's names are tough, man.
Yeah. So the point is, it's not all doom and gloom. However, the sense of urgency to add this winter, it's code red, man. It's code red.
Well, it's definitely code red.
I don't want to see this. This is the most competitive Tiger team in 8 years. It's the most competitive Tiger team. And now what's going to happen is they're going to fade.
100% they are.
And they're going to finish with a worse record than last year.
Potentially.
No. Do not use that as a reason not to add. This team competed. This team showed enough that this team absolutely needs to add. They should treat it like a team that's closer than their record will indicate. They have got to add this winter, and the money has to be spent. And I think I understand that some people will yell and scream that ownership's never going to spend money. Got it. You're in that position. That's fine. Admittedly, I think speaking for myself and for you, we're a little bit understanding of what they've tried to do. I won't be anymore. Like, right. Do not treat this like a team that finishes with a well below 500 record when it does finish with a well below 500 record, because that's not what it was. Treat it like a team that's close.
When this team is healthy, and not every team is going to be healthy, of course, right? But when they are healthy, they're a better than 500 baseball team. You know, with an outfield of Carpenter, Meadows, and Green. That's that when they're healthy, and when you've got a healthy Reese Olson and a healthy Casey. Don't shake your head.
I don't know if I agree with that.
But here's why. Because they were a 500 team when that happened.
You said better than 500.
Well, I think they were. Well, what was the record in on May 5th?
Well,
okay.
I mean, it's pretty early in the year.
Well, it's 35 games in or 30 games in, whatever, but they were above it. And then, boom, Kerry Carpenter gets hurt. Okay. That was massive, losing a guy who had an over 900 OPS and then you move on, and then a team got well below 500, and then it got within two games of 500 again, and they're doing it without a handful of players. And I look at the pitching even more so, because obviously Reese Olson is big. So you're losing, they lose Reese Olson. Now they've got no Flaherty. Casey Mize is done until September. So you've got two starting pitchers in rotation, and one of them is Cater Montero. And then you're going to probably bring back Maeda, and then maybe go bullpen, bring somebody up from Toledo. Hey, Alex Viedo, welcome to the rotation. I mean, whatever it is, it's a mess the rest of the way. I agree with you that this is a potential for them to tank it. But let's not lose sight that this is a perhaps better than 500 baseball team when they're healthy. So, yeah, they have to spend. They have to spend and find, because the key part of this, we go into the trade deadline and we're all thinking, we got these thoughts of trading Skubal and fixing the left half of your infield, getting a shortstop, getting a third baseman. And it didn't happen. Now, they got a shortstop, but I don't know what the shortstop is. You're looking at a situation where you've got Trey Sweeney, who they get from the Dodgers, right? Mm-hmm. He's a Triple-A player who has his numbers aren't even as impressive as Navigato's, right? A big kid, 6'4", right, that's...
former first-round pick.
That's Ryan Kreidler, right? 6'4", but Ryan Kreidler has at least he's got the background where he's a really good fielder. Not sure Sweeney is. So I don't know what Sweeney's... Is he the answer at short? Probably not. They still need a shortstop. What about third base? They don't have third base. They didn't address that. And Chase Young, by all accounts, is not working out as a third baseman. So where do they find that? You're going to have to go and get yourself a corner infielder in free agency. And it may have to be at first base as well, because who knows what's going on with Torque, but Torque has gotten a little bit better. He's raised his OPS over 800 now. He's hitting 247, which is no great shakes, but I think he had a couple walks last night and he had a double. And he had a couple of home runs and seven RBIs the other day. Maybe he's starting to come back, but I'm not in any rush to bring Torkelson back up. He's going to have to show that he's really earned it to come back up. But they may have to find two new corner spots on this team, and those are areas of power. Those are run producers, and hopefully they're free agent ready.
So when Carpenter got hurt, they were below 500. And they had Reese Olson and they had Casey Mize, but they didn't have a hot hitting Colt Keith. Like I feel I want them to treat this like a team that was close in the offseason and please add. You know, you can't keep talking about it, especially when you got the clock ticking on Skubal. And re-sign Skubal. By all means, re-sign Skubal. Okay? By all means. But the only thing we know is that you have him for two more years. And so try to win while you know you have him. And if they don't, you're probably going to lose my support. And I think the same is true of you.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, they need to spend money. It's obvious with this team that they've got some core players now that they're starting to find out. A lot of that depends on how they play the last 50 games of the season here. I'm really training my eye on guys like Dingler, because if Dingler ends up being a guy you can rely on, that's huge. It's a catcher, right? Yep. So you don't have to go shopping for a catcher, or if you do, you're finding a compliment to him that's not Jake Rogers. That would be massive. You know, Wenzel Perez, he's got a lot to like. There's a lot. He's a toolsy kind of player, and okay, is he going to continue to show that he can hit with above average OPS, so he deserves to be on a baseball team? I think so. Molloy is a big question mark, you know, because there are times that he looks like he fits the part, patient at the plate, he's got some power, and then there are times that he just doesn't look like he's there. But we'll see, and over the next 50 games, and it's also a key part because that's a Scott Harris guy. That's the first thing that he did. That's the first piece that he moved. I wonder with the moves that he has made, Scott Harris, as GM, if they go into the offseason and the offseason doesn't yield something that we're talking about, players of substance, that Scott Harris may not be here long enough to see the fruits of his labor because he's taken high school kids high in the draft.
Yeah.
And those are his players.
And there are that may end up long being runways.
Great players.
Long
but
runways.
That you won't see for 3 years.
Well, the whole Skubal thing not getting traded was one of the biggest things for me, Doug, because I echo your thoughts on
then you have to do something this offseason right now, because the only guarantee is Scooble under contract for two more years. Scott Boras being his agent, who knows what's going to happen after that? When you don't move Scooble, you have to do something, because you're right. They were competing much, you know, earlier in the season, and then now the rest of the year, this is going to be whatever, right? No one even cares. But he keeps, Harris keeps saying, guys, develop the core foundation before they spend money. So I think his words and actions are kind of different. I don't know what to expect from him. I'm worried. I'm worried he didn't negotiate a good deal more than, because I don't know these players. I'm just worried that he got taken advantage of possibly.
Well, he didn't get taken advantage of on Scooble. Let's just say
no, that one.
Sell low on Scooble. And,
but the fact they didn't move Scooble means we're going to try next
year? They better. They better put more into looking like they're a team that's trying to add players that help them win, not just add players that help them field a baseball team. 248-539-9797. All right, we'll get to your phone calls and feedback next. 97.1.